love to share a shtickel tumen of vort from the Or Gedaliah on Parshas Va'era. The pasuk says the perek vav pasuk vav. I'm going to take you out from the Sivlos Mitzrayim, from the burdens, from the pains of Egypt. And says the Or Gedaliah, he quotes the first Gerebi, the Chiddush Harim. What does it mean? Tachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. Sivlos doesn't just mean the word burdens or sufferings, but Sivlos means to be sovel, that you have to be patient with the Mitzrayim, that you have to deal with the Egyptian culture. Sivlos Mitzrayim means, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take you out, that you don't have to be sovel them anymore. That you don't have to deal with the Egyptian culture, the Egyptian philosophies, and their ideas, and their morals, and their values. And then he quotes the Ishbet Zerebi, who says from Chazal, Ain ever yochel livroch mi Mitzrayim. A servant, a slave, never escaped Egypt. What does it mean they never escaped Egypt? Because says the Ishbet Rebbe, so beautiful, that at the end of the day, everyone in Egypt thought that Egypt was the ultimate. Egypt, the Egyptian culture was the ultimate. There's nothing better than the Egyptian culture, nothing better than having the most money, nothing better than the most tumatika thing in the world. At the end of the day, says the Or Gedaliah, according to Chiddush Harim Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, and the Ishbitzer, who says that at the end of the day, the Egyptian culture made everyone, no one wanted to even leave. The Jews didn't even want to leave because they were in such, they thought that this was it. They thought the Egyptian culture was number one. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take you up Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, that the ultimate geula was to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the ultimate, that to be a Jew is the ultimate, to be a Yid is the ultimate, to be a Torah spiritual Jew, to be a Torah Jew, to be a learned Jew, to be a caring Jew, to be a davening Jew, to be a Midusika Jew. That's what it means, to get the Egyptian culture out of you, to understand what it means to be a Jew, to be a gadol, what it means to be the privilege, the zechus, the merit to be a Yid. That's exactly what it means, that at the end of the day, to get to change your mindset, that Egyptian culture is number one. No, the Jewish culture, to be a Yid, and Eretz Yisrael, and learning, and davening, and kind, and caring, and committed Jew. That is the ultimate geula. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to take these words of the Or Gedaliah, beautifully explained from the Chiddush Harim and the Ishbitzer. He says that at the end of the day, that was the propaganda in Imam Shlugdal writes this. The propaganda in Egypt was that Egyptian culture is the best. No, the best, the geula is to be an Eved Hashem, to be a servant in Rabbanu Shalom, doing our best, like Rabbi Nachman says, whatever we could do, what we could do, we're doing our best. And that is the ultimate gulul. The ultimate gulul is to be able to fight off the Yitzhara, fight off the nations of the world, fight off the Umus Olam that were around, and be zochah to true gulul, and to serve the Rabbanu Shalom with our sincerity and genuine, as the Hashem, with on fire and passion for the Rabbanu Shalom. Shkoyach.